You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's our pleasure now to be joined by legendary quarterback Phil Simms, lead analyst on CBS, and all-around great guy. He actually helped us out way, way back in our career. He probably doesn't even remember it, at the first NFL draft we ever went to, where he stopped to talk to us when we were interviewing people. back in the dog days of way back when, and we're joined by him and Dr. I hope I'm getting this right. Cold Iron or Cold Iron?
You got it right. Cold Iron.
Cold Iron. All right. Nice to have you guys on the Attack, and you're here primarily to talk about skin cancer. So let's talk to you first, Doctor. You know, skin cancer awareness, melanoma, outdoor activities, they all go hand in hand. Talk about that a little bit and skin cancer screening.
Well, the American Academy of Dermatology is rolling out a campaign called Spot Me, and you can find out all about it at spotme.org. And when you get there, you can learn about skin cancer, you can learn about how to do a skin self-exam, you can learn about free screenings by board-certified dermatologists that will be near you. They can take your email address and alert you when there's one nearby. There's an epidemic of skin cancer in the United States. 1 in 5 people are going to get skin cancer. 1 in 50 are going to get malignant melanoma. But the good news is if you get these caught early, they're almost 100% curable, and nothing bad has to happen. So it's really important that if you have a spot that you're worried about, that you get it looked at. And, you know, then you can relax. Most of the time I say it's nothing to worry about. So I think it's important that you get screened. Check out spotme.org. You can relax.
Doc, great information. Now, Phil, before we get into the NFL things, let's talk about why and how this cause became so near and dear to your hearts. Take a minute or two and talk to us a little bit about that, Phil.
Well, okay, yeah, I'm here with Dr. Cold Iron here today because, you know, I lived it. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with some skin cancer, and so that caught my attention. That's why I'm here, to tell people they can prevent it, to make sure they're not afraid, and don't hesitate. Go to spotme.org and find out where a dermatologist is near you so you can go and get screened for skin cancer. And I'm fortunate I went. My daughter made me go to a dermatologist. And I got some problems fixed, and I live the life now. I know when to go in the sun. I know what to wear. Always have sunscreen. I'm extremely careful, and it's changed my life. And it makes me, of course, all that anxiety, knowing that I probably had some problems but was afraid to find out, that's all gone now. I'm very proactive. I go to the dermatologist many, many times a year, and it's a good thing.
Hey, Phil, that's great information. Doctor, great information. And those are the dulcet tones of legendary NFL quarterback and lead analyst for CBS, Phil Simms, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's jump on the field a little bit. And one of the more polarizing figures of this past offseason comes out of the NFL draft. He's Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. A braggadocious, you know, bravado-driven kid who really did it on the football field and changed my mind a lot about him. In that Chick-fil-A Bowl where the rest of the Texas A&M team didn't show up and he did, and he single-handedly drove his team. I want your thoughts on him as a quarterback and that brash, confident style. Do you think it'll work for him or against him? And where do you see him as an NFL quarterback going forward?
Well, that's a lot. You just asked me. You know, he does have talent. He is brash. His confidence and his bravado and all that, sometimes that can be a very good thing. For an NFL quarterback, you want to be the leader of your team, to be confident. Now, let's go back to that bowl game. I think that was against Duke. Is that right? Well, you know, Duke.
Yes, it was against Duke, where it was Duke's Super Bowl, and it was Texas A&M's huge disappointment, and they played like it for the first half, everybody but Johnny Football and Mike Evans.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll just say settle down a little there, you know. And, it was Duke. That's a team that the University of Pittsburgh played this past year. They couldn't score against anybody. I think they put up 39 against Duke in the first half. So, you know, I'm careful in those judgments. It is definitely a different game in the pros, so it's going to be a transition. He's not going to be the guy you saw in college. That's just not going to happen. They're not going to put him in the shotgun and let him drop back and run around for 8 seconds because that doesn't happen in the NFL. And they're bigger, they're faster. He's going to have to be a little bit more like an NFL quarterback. You have to make that transition. Everybody does. You know, we've seen it. Colin Kaepernick, really tremendously talented. He's even trying to settle into being a quarterback who can make more plays from the pocket. You run when the defense makes you. So I'll say this about Johnny Manziel. He's got a good coach down there in Kyle Shanahan. They'll devise an offense that's going to be suited to him, because I love hearing that all the time. Well, if they build an offense for him, well, who do you think they're going to build it for? If he's playing, they'll do what's best for him. And I'm anxious to see the transition and see how well he can get it done.
Phil, big changes here in New York. The offensive coordinator's out. You bring in Ben McAdoo and a whole new system for Eli Manning. Early results, you know, everybody's optimistic in training camp, as people are wont to be, but a whole new system for a quarterback that's worked under one guy. What do you anticipate this season?
Well, when you talk about Eli Manning and the new offensive coordinator, you know, first off, when you've been in the league a long time, it's pretty exciting to run something different, to learn it, to try to execute it, and be the leader of your team and try to teach them as they go along. You know, Kevin Gilbride had great success with the Giants. Of course, Eli Manning did too, with Kevin Gilbride as the offensive coordinator. Two Super Bowls, a lot of big plays. This offense absolutely will be different. The adjustment, you know, I'm not a big, oh, it's going to take them a long time to adjust. They've had the offseason. They'll have training camp, preseason games. I think what they need to do is to make it easier on Eli Manning. I think the offense will do that. But first and foremost, always, when you talk about NFL teams, tell me how good the offensive line is, and I'll tell you how the team is going to probably do for the season. So the Giants have to fix that. They brought in a lot of new guys, draft picks. They did everything. And I'm anxious to see. I think they've made big improvements with their offensive line. If they have, we're going to see it in Eli Manning's play.
All right. You know, we've talked about the Giants. We talked about Johnny Football. You've got a chance to kind of evaluate this entire offseason, the draft, the major rounds of free agency. Who do you think, really quickly, are some of the winners and losers, and who do you expect to who do you just see really improve their team this offseason?
Well, the one team that's caught my eye, and I was going to be on them anyway, even if they didn't make a coaching change, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think they have a lot of big-time talent. I think Lovie Smith's style of play on the defensive side is going to help that defense. You know, they have Tedford, who coached at Cal for many years as the head coach of the offensive coordinator. I'm going to see his adjustment to the NFL, because that's a tough one usually for offensive coordinators to go from college to the pro level. A lot of good players. They could be one of those surprise teams. The downfall for them, they probably play in the second toughest division in the NFL. But, you know, the other team that jumps out again is the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of good additions to the draft. You know, they got Carlos Hyde from the Ohio State Buckeyes in the draft to help their running game, which they want to do. But the big thing for them, another year for their quarterback who really can do it all. He just needs more experience, and he got it late last year, how to play the position and be more NFL ready, I guess is the best way to say it for me right now. And they'll be interesting to watch again this year too.
You know, Phil, to take it back to Tampa Bay for a second, because Joe and I are in accord on the talent level there, do you agree with Lovie's move to bring in another quarterback and not go with the younger kid in Glennon, who actually I thought showed a lot last year?
I thought Mike Glennon, you know, listen, I liked him coming out in the draft. He played exactly in the pros like he did in college. He was taught very well at North Carolina State. Dana Bible was the offensive coordinator. They ran a pro system. And he played, like I said, I thought he did outstanding for a rookie quarterback who everything wasn't given to, like a first-round draft pick sometimes is given. So was I surprised about the move? No. Lovie Smith knew McCown, and that's why he brought him in there. You know, he played so well last year coming in for Jay Cutler. But I think they have found out, Lovie Smith, Jeff Tedford, and Luke McCown, he came in and they found out that Mike Glennon is a pretty good quarterback. And his talent surprised them. And I'm not sure that quarterback job, I don't think it's sealed that Mike Glennon won't be the starter. It's going to be tough, but he could probably, with a great preseason, he would have a chance, I think, to win that job.
Phil, Dr. Coldiron, thanks so much for a couple of minutes, not only talking to us about the NFL, but the Spot Me campaign. We'll get the message out again. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. We're going to let you run because we know you have a lot of these. We really appreciate the couple of minutes. And, Phil, thanks to you. You've always been helpful to us whenever we've needed you.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks a lot. Wear your sunscreen.
There you go.
You got it.
Bye-bye now, guys.